Church, who have joined us this morning, and also welcome to Sue and
Bill.
Sorry. Welcome to you. Sue used to worship with us here a number of years ago. We have two special birthdays here at Bethlehem, one which occurred last Wednesday, and one which is due to happen this Friday, Good Friday. And has anyone from St Mary's Parish Church got a birthday this week? No? Well, they're keeping quiet. So, David does, oh. Is it a special one, David, or just not a zero one?
Kind answer.
Where's your birthday?
Tuesday.
So we have a zero birthday card for Heather, whose birthday was last Wednesday. Happy belated birthday, Heather.
One zero.
And one for Anne, whose birthday is this coming week. Happy birthday, Anne. Hope you have a lovely day.
And I don't feel a day older than 79.
So we will sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God's love go with you. Happy birthday to you.
At the end of the service, tea and coffee will be served across in the hall. So please do wander across to continue in fellowship. And if anyone has any prayer needs, stay in the church and someone will come alongside you and pray with you. So if you're staying for tea and coffee, please do wander across, leaving the church quiet for prayer. For the Methodists here, on Thursday there is a Maundy day, or anybody who wants to join, there is a Maundy Thursday service at Ebenezer, one at 7 o'clock, which is Holy Communion, and then a 10 break, is that how you say it? Service at 8 o'clock. And Good Friday, just to draw your attention to the fact that the service is at 10 a.m, not 10:30, at St. Helier Methodist. And there's the upstairs reflective one and the downstairs all age. So we will start with a corporate call to worship.
No, not yet.
I know. Oh, sorry. No, it's got.
Should be second slide.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to want to give me the second slide. Sorry.
If you can respond with the bit in bold. Open the gates, line the road.
Why? What's happening?
The king is coming. Cut down branches and throw down your cloaks.
Who is the king?
It is Jesus. Let's welcome him now. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you because today we celebrate the God who comes to us. We think of Jesus riding into Jerusalem, close enough to be touched and to hear the voices of those around him. As we come to you to offer our prayers, help us to remember that in Jesus you first drew near to us. May we offer you our worship in thankfulness, knowing that you hear the words on our lips and the thoughts of our hearts. For Jesus' sake, amen. And I'd now like to invite Emily to bring us our psalm reading.
Our reading is from Psalm 118, verses 1 to 2, and 19 to 29. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvellous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With boughs in hand, we join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
We're now going to sing our first hymn, Give Me All in My Lap, Keep Me Burning, which we have seen in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord. We join in the praises of those who greeted him as he rode into Jerusalem. We praise you for his riding on the back of a donkey, the sign that he comes as the Prince of Peace. We praise you that in his coming, you have demonstrated your commitment to us, but your total rejection of all that is evil. We praise you for the utter determination of your love to touch our hearts, to change our lives, and to gently but firmly call us to follow your Son. We praise you that even when the world and our neighbour have, like the crowds on Palm Sunday, stopped praising him, he is still Lord. That even when those around us, like the mob who cried crucify, turn their backs on you and reject your Son and your purposes of grace for a lost world, you still cannot be defeated. We praise you that whether, like the crowds who wave their palm branches, we are passing through times of peace and rejoicing, or whether it feels as if we are standing at the foot of the cross, you give us the assurance that your grace is sufficient no matter the cost. We praise you for the victory of your love that triumphed over sin and death. We praise you that now and always Jesus is our living Lord. We praise you now as we will one day for all eternity. But Father, we confess that like the crowds on Palm Sunday that praised Jesus so easily one day and just as easily like Peter have denied him the next, we sometimes do the same. We confess we have chosen to follow him one day, but sometimes have allowed the direction of our commitment to be changed by the pressure of the crowd. We confess that though we find it easy to praise him when we are together, we find that our thoughtless, selfish words and deeds still nail Christ to his cross on occasion. We confess that sometimes we find the ways of the world too easy and undemanding, but following Christ involves a path to a cross. Forgive us our easy excuses as we continue to be his Pilate and Herod, his Judas and Peter, condemning, ignoring, betraying, and denying the one who is Lord. Forgive our weak faith and commitment, we pray, and help us to be the true followers we long to be and you wish us to be. Father, we thank you for your love, which will never be lost and never be defeated. For your grace and mercy that will never end. We thank you that though our commitment is unreliable, you still call us to follow Christ and know him as Saviour. And those who are not fooled by our empty promises of obedience and trust, you continue to call us to carry a cross and accept him as Lord. We thank you for all whose lives are an example of faithful perseverance in their commitment to Christ. For those whose faithful witness to Jesus brought others to know him as their living Lord. We remember that just a few days after he rode into Jerusalem, Jesus died on the cross so that we might be forgiven. We thank you that because of him, we can have a new start. Thank you that though his cross looked like the end of the celebration, through his resurrection and the coming of the Spirit, you have turned the end into a new beginning. We thank you that in him, one day, you will gather up all our feeble attempts at praising and serving and trusting and loving. And all of us will join in a song that has no ending. At the beginning of this holy week, fill us with a fresh excitement so that we may better understand all that Jesus did for us and be more ready to follow him. In his name we pray. Amen. And I'd now like to invite Frank to bring us our Bible reading from the New Testament.
That
might
not be the only one.
I should remember that. It's the same as my own husband.
This reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with a colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
Different quirks and tweaks between the denominations, we have our identity in Christ. So throughout Lent this year, some of us in the St Mary's Parish Church family have been journeying together using some Bible study material from the Diocese of Salisbury. On our Lenten pilgrimage, we've studied journeys and resting places the places that God's people have journeyed and rested in. We started out in the Old Testament with Abraham and Sarah journeying from Haran to Canaan, going to a place that they didn't even know, going to an unnamed place for them. And from there, we got to the Holy City. And this week, we'll be journeying to Golgotha, the place of Jesus' crucifixion. Each Wednesday in Lent, we've read a little part of the journey, and we've done some resting in between. We've listened to God's word, and we've chewed the cud of three questions that were posed each week. Some weeks were quite a challenge. Every Wednesday, for those of us who've taken part, became a bit of a resting place. A place where we were able to learn together, to share God's word and enjoy some fellowship and some very delicious homemade soup. And between our Wednesdays, our minds have continued to journey, some people coming back with further thoughts and questions, adding to our lives and continuing our journeys as we've lived our daily lives. This morning, some of us have made the journey from the parish church to Bethlehem Church. And in today's gospel reading, we hear again the story of Jesus, of Palm Sunday, of that trip to Jerusalem and his death. Today we hear again the story of the donkey and the colt, of palm branches being laid on a dusty road like a majestic red carpet for this man called Jesus, who everybody was hoping was going to come and save them from the religious hypocrites, save them from the Greek many gods, save them from the oppression of the Roman Empire. Today marks the beginning of Holy Week, Jesus' final week. For a while, he rests in the Mount of Olives, a place we know he returns to and where he prays the night of his arrest. Holy Week is the final week of Jesus' earthly ministry, the Son of God, fully human and fully divine. And it's also known as Jesus' Passion. And I could never work that out. What is passionate about a man being crucified? But the word passion in this case doesn't mean what we think of it as of today's meaning. Words do have a habit, don't they, of changing meaning over the decades. So passion here doesn't mean a passion or a love, your favourite book, a passion for a hobby that you've got. That could be collecting stamps, growing prized carrots, vintage cars, horse riding. Passion here is derived from the Latin word which means suffering, because Jesus did suffer in his last week. His last week was filled with suffering, much of his life was filled with suffering. But we know there's a good ending, and we journey with Jesus to that good ending on our Lenten journeys to the cross, knowing that we have hope in his death, resurrection and ascension, and that with that hope comes our faith and our hope in Jesus. I wonder how you've marked Lent this year. I wonder who you've journeyed with. I wonder who you've rested with. Have you rested with our Lord by reading some of the Bible or joining in a Lent course? Both of our readings have this phrase, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." As Christians, we are called to journey individually with Jesus, but also journey with others, and that's the beauty of a service like this, journeying with others. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, says it in both of today's readings, the Psalm and the Gospel. Blessed are those who come in the name of our Lord. The way we live our lives, all that we say and do and think, should point to Jesus. And our identities should be in Christ, nothing else. Not in a job title, not in our retirement or our work status, not in our wealth, not in the car we drive or don't drive, not in what we wear, not in the colour of our skin, not in the place we were born, not in how we identify, not in our intellect. None of those things matter, because all of our identities are in Christ. And that's why we call ourselves Christians. Blessed are those who come in the name of our Lord. I'm going to end with some words from the Bishop of Salisbury. The bishops send round an ad clericum. It's another Latin word, and it means to the clergy. And we get these ad clericums on high days and holy days, and when something very specific has happened within the Church of England. I know that as Methodist brothers and sisters, sometimes you're a bit further ahead than the Church of England, especially on things like inclusion, or what I feel is for inclusion. So the bishop wrote this week to his clergy. An Easter proclamation. Today we hear one word over and over again in relation to the times that we're living in, and that is the word uncertainty. 6 years ago, we were all still in the early days of COVID-19 lockdown and living with all the uncertainty and fear that this brought. Since then, peace has been largely absent in much of our world, and uncertainty has evolved into hopelessness. Uncertainty and hopelessness are two words that we will live with in the coming weeks, when the joy of Palm Sunday is quickly replaced by confusion, desolation, and agony. That are the events of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. Yet we know that these two words, uncertainty and hopelessness, are not final. Grieving and exhausted in the early hours of Easter morning, we find ourselves in a garden in front of a tomb where a stone has been removed. Whether to a congregation of six or 200, we are called to proclaim in words and deeds the hope, the love, and the eternal life which flows out from this moment. My prayers for you this Holy Week and Easter, as you live out the Easter proclamation of hope. And that's from the Right Reverend Stephen Lake, Bishop of Salisbury. And as a bishop, he genuinely cares and genuinely pastors his flock, which I'm one, I would consider us all one, including sending his clergy a very nice packet of homemade chocolate brownies every Christmas. And that is someone who truly cares. Amen.
Be with us, we pray.
Let us pray.
God of the palms, we give you praise and thanks for the work of Jesus in our world and in our lives. For the work of Jesus through your church. And we pray for our churches today. For our church leadership. Giving thanks for the enthronement of Archbishop Sarah this week. And praying for her, for wisdom in her leadership. Lord of all hope,
be with us, we pray.
God of Bethany, you spent time with your friends and disciples in the home of Lazarus, who died and was raised. We pray for those who mourn the death of a loved one. May the fragrance of your loving presence be made real to them this week. And may their tears of sorrow turn to tears of joy. Lord of all hope,
be with us, we pray.
God of the Last Supper, you washed the feet of your friends. You broke bread in friendship and sacrifice. Help your church to serve those in need. We pray for those in our parish who need your help. And ask that we may be channels of your blessing and humble service. Lord of all hope,
be with us, we pray.
God of the cross, you suffered in your passion and died that we might know your love. Be with those who suffer and with those who are dying. May they know the strength of your love for them. In the quietness, we name them and lift them before your throne of grace. In their journeying, may they find places of rest. Lord of all hope,
be with us, we pray.
God of Holy Saturday, teach us the patience of waiting. When the work is done, but the time of resurrection has not yet come. Give us patient hearts. Lord of all hope,
be with us, we pray.
God of the resurrection, you shall burst forth from the tomb on Easter Day, bringing light and life to a needy and dying world. So enable your church family in this place and throughout the world to bring light and life to our needy and dying world today. Lord of all hope,
be with us, we pray.
In the name of Christ. Amen. And we join in saying together the prayer that Jesus gave us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We dedicate our offering and our palm crosses. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for all your blessings. And we bring these gifts to you and those given directly by standing order. And with them, we offer you ourselves this Holy Week. Help us to follow Jesus, to watch and pray, to wonder at his suffering love, to receive all he has to offer us today, and to be able to answer that question in the depths of our hearts: who is this? He is Jesus, my Lord, my Saviour, my King, my friend. Amen. And we pray over these palm crosses. May these palms be for us a sign of his victory. May we who carry them ever hail him as King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. And we ask your blessing on those who made these palm crosses for us. And with all the faithful, may we enter the New Jerusalem in triumph through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We will be distributing the palm crosses at communion. We're going to join in singing our communion hymn now. There is a green hill far away.
It is there. I've done it right at first, and then that's it. There we are. What's up to the communion? I've done the communion. Where has it gone?
Oh, there we go. You need to go.
Oh, yeah. That's up.
That's it. Go live.
Yeah, that's it. I've done it.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
So please join in the words in, yeah, as we bring our thanks and praise to the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You brought all things into being and called them good. From the dust of the earth you formed us into your image and breathed into us the bread of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from slavery and made us your people, calling us to life through Moses and all the prophets. Therefore we join with the whole of your family in heaven and on earth, saying,
Holy, 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 holy. God of power and might, heaven.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, for when your Son was sent to save us, he laid aside his glory and became one of us, entering into human temptations and trials, eating with sinners yet without sin. He set his face resolutely towards Jerusalem. He took upon himself our sin and death. For us he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself, and by his suffering and death become the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in God.
On the night his disciples betrayed and deserted him, he took bread, gave you thanks, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." After supper, he took the cup, gave you thanks, gave it to the disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood, which seals God's promise, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins." When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we receive anew the presence of Christ and look forward to his coming in final victory. Receiving anew all you have accomplished for us in Jesus Christ, we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, presenting these gifts which you have given. We
remember his death. We pray his resurrection. We await his coming.
Send your Holy Spirit among us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that the sharing of this bread may be a participation in the body of the living Christ, and the sharing of this cup a participation in his blood, that we may serve you in unity, faithfulness and joy, until you bring us with all your saints into the fullness of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty God, forever and ever. Amen.
The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
Christ is the bread of life.
The cup we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ.
Christ is the true vine.
We say it together.
Lord, we come to this your table, trusting in your mercy, and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather from us under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen.
All are welcome at the Lord's table, and we will have continuous flow, so you will make your way, and we come on the side of the church down this way. after communion and we join in saying together.
Lord, we thank you for satisfying our hungry hearts with this holy meal, shared in the Spirit with your Son. As his death brings us life and hope, so may his resurrection lead us to salvation. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Has been a special start to our Holy Week to be able to share as one church family around the Lord's table, truly a foretaste of the heavenly banquet where we shall all be one. We hope that you'll be able to stay for refreshment serving the Lord and join in any of the special services of Holy Week, and to those that we won't see perhaps because we might be elsewhere next Sunday, from Kirsty and myself, we do wish you all a very happy and blessed Easter to you and to your families. If we take the crosses that we have been given and lift them high as we sing the hymn, ride on in majesty. Jesus set his face toward Jerusalem.
Our Lord is on a journey, and the way leads through opposition and misunderstanding. Jesus invites us to follow him.
This journey leads through the shadows of betrayal, the night of Gethsemane, the afternoon darkness of Golgotha.
Our Lord is on a journey. May we have the grace to follow Jesus Christ, to give him our very lives. For in giving away our lives, we find them, and in dying, we live.
May the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this Palm Sunday, through Holy Week and evermore. Amen. And we say the words of the grace.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
One thing that I forgot to mention, next Sunday, Easter Sunday, there is a sunrise service at the Gronay Loop Road. If anyone would like to join us, it is a lovely time, especially if it's a lovely morning. We have had some horrible mornings, but when the sun rises, it is a really special time. So if anybody would like to join, we're meeting at 6:30. On the Loop Road, opposite Les Fontaine, and you'll see the cars parked up.